Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, where we're spilling the tea on self-love, empowerment, and all things fabulous for our fabulous ladies out there. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some glitter on your self-care journey. So whether you're a boss bitch, a go-getter, a mom who's killing it, or just a girl who's vibing with life, this podcast is your weekly dose of empowerment served with a side of sass and a sprinkle of sparkle. Ladies, we're not just about self-care. We're about self-elevation, always reminding you that it's okay to be extra, and it's what makes you uniquely you. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Tune in every week for a dose of fabulousness, because guess what, lovely? You're worth it. And this is Neo Self-Care, where being yourself is the ultimate act of self-love. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always remember to love yourself, because you, my love, are absolutely fabulous. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hey, my lovelies, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Neo Self-Care. I am actually really excited to be bringing this episode to you guys today. I am recording this on Monday, December 11th, for our Tuesday episode coming out on the 12th of December. But I'm not sure if it's because it's December, which is like the end of the year, that I'm starting to get all these ideas about these topics I'm coming out with. Right? Because like the new year, everybody takes it as like reinvention, right? So I don't know if like a part of me is like, you know what, let me just drop some things that you should take with you in 2024. But the topics that I'm starting to come out with are legit, and we're gonna take it, because I guess we're reinventing ourselves, because why not, you know what I mean? I know last week we talked about not settling. The week before that, it was the subtle art of not giving a fuck, because that's necessary. And today I really want to talk about kind of taking in that hibernation vibe to work on oneself, right? So in a sense, it is an episode about reinvention and why you should do it and how you should do it and what can come from it and all that good stuff, right? Now, you guys know in my podcast, I'm not just about like telling you what to do and saying, oh, this is what you need to do by the book, blase, blase. Like, no, I'm real open with you. I talk to you about stuff that I have done successfully and unsuccessfully, because we just keep it real. That's what it's always about, you know? So that's what we're going to get into today. Kind of being able to have a sense of direction. I'm not sure if this episode is going to be, y'all see what the episode is going to be called to see which direction I take it in. But I feel like in order to reinvent yourself anyway, you do need to have a set direction of where it is that you want to be, right? That's what we're going to do. Redirection. Talk about directions, because I just feel like we're in this reinvention era, and you want to take so many, there's so many different facets of it that really is just under that one umbrella. Do you know what I mean? So today, we're going to be talking about why having a sense of direction is important, how to create your sense of direction, how to pivot if you're going down the path or a direction that you don't necessarily want to stay on, and we're just going to fill it in between like we always do. I do not pre-write these episodes. I kind of just talk it out. I talk from the heart. I talk from the soul. I talk from my spirit. So That's why we're gonna get started, okay? So, y'all know I like to start off with a little bit of things about me before I get all in your business. So, direction, knowing where to go. I know that y'all hear me say all the time, like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that is so true, not just on one level in your life, but really and life as a whole, which is why it's important to know where you are going, why it's important for you to know where you are going, why you are going there, and how you're going to get there, right? Those are the three big things: where, why, and how, right? Now, me being a person that's super big on manifestation, sometimes it's like the how doesn't matter, depending on what it is. But it's nice to kind of have like a blueprint so you know that you're in the right direction. Do you know what I mean? Like, you gotta know that you're heading in the right direction. You don't want to like see the destination being on the left and you over here moving right. You know what? You get what I'm saying? So it is important for you to know the like the where, the why, and the how. Okay, the why is important because if you seem to be falling off the path a little bit, you got to know what inspires you. What is it that's driving you to stay the course? What is it that's driving you to make sure that you are accomplishing that which you wish to accomplish? So that's why the why is important, because when you start feeling like, oh, I can't do this no more, then you look at that why and you're like, you know what? I got it. It gives that intrinsic motivation, you know? So with me, there have been so many different parts of me, that have gone in so many different directions, whether it's like physical, like weight loss, weight gain, whether it's emotional, like different relationships, different connections with families, friends, or rather it was just like personal, like graduating college or, you know, not graduating college or just whatever, you know, it was all about direction. And one of the biggest things that I really like had an issue with, and I sometimes be like, oh, well, all my placements are cuspy, so I blame it on my cuspy placements. But it was kind of like just indecision, which I realized was like a trauma response. And so now I do better. I'm not perfect, but better at deciding, especially when it comes to the direction that I want to go in. Now, if you're a parent, right, like, if you have children, you want to make sure they're headed in the right direction, but you can't ultimately choose their destination, right? Which is something like me, growing up, I know like my mother, my parents, they wanted me in a certain direction, but then they wanted me in a certain destination as well. And that didn't work for me. And me being a little rebel that I am, caused me to not go anywhere because I was like, okay, well, if I can't do what I want to do, if I can't, you know, steer my own direction and get to my own destination, then I'd rather do nothing. And we want to make sure that we don't ever get to that spot again, because even though I was like standing up for myself, like, okay, well, I don't want to do this, so I'm not going to do nothing, I was still hurting myself because ultimately I was going absolutely nowhere. Do you get what I'm saying? So in life, it is important for you to know the direction that you're headed in. It's important for you to understand the destination that you would love to arrive at or arrive to. And there's no better time than now. There is no better moment than the present. No better moment. And so that's why I feel like it's like super important. Okay. So I want you to take the time and really just like, some of us don't really just think about ourselves. Like, we think about ourselves, but we don't think about ourselves. We don't think about like, you know, are we really like living the life that we adore, the life that we dreamed of? Are we really in the ideal body? Are we really in the ideal mindset? Are we really in the ideal, you know, career? Are we really in the ideal relationship? Are we really in ideal friendships? Do we really have the ideal family dynamic? You know, you get what I'm saying? The list can go on and on. And life has conditioned us to just go, 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 that we have never truly took the time out to figure out, is this still working for me? Am I still on this path? Am I still on this road heading in this direction? Or should I go ahead and exit at exit 52 to get to the destination that I actually desire to be at? And so I want to encourage everyone who's listening right now to really have a sense of direction and destination. Now, your destination can change, right? You may think that you're ending one place and spirit and God want to send you a whole nother different place that's better. And that is beautiful. But the point is, you knew where you were headed. Okay, so I really want everybody who's listening to really ask yourself those questions, like, am I truly happy where I'm at now? Or do I feel like I can have more for myself? Am I truly satisfied? Satisfied. Some people can choose to be happy no matter where they're at, but are you fully satisfied with what you have, with what you're doing, with what's coming towards you? Are you fully satisfied with it? And if you are, do more of that, right? Know that your direction is exactly where you've been going because it's bringing you exactly what you love, exactly what you hope for. But if you ask yourself those questions and you're like, you know what? No. Mm-mm. I actually see myself having more. I actually see myself doing more. I actually see myself feeling more. If you have any of those latter things, then you know you gotta pull over, put some gas in your car, and go ahead and take that whip to a whole new direction. Whole new direction. You gotta look at your life on every level. Your health, your wealth, your mind, your spirit, and every single aspect of yourself. And figure out, where would I like to be? Even if you don't know what the end goal is, where do you wanna be right now? What does the perfect version of you look like? On every aspect, on every dynamic, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What are they doing? What is she doing? What is she wearing? What does she eat? What does she like to drink? How does she speak? What makes her feel good? What is she? What are some hobbies that she has? You know what I mean? Like, you really gotta get down to the nitty gritty and ask yourself these questions, because all these things, when you're able to answer all these questions, you start to understand where you're going wrong right now, or what path is the wrong direction right now, and you are able to shift yourself to the direction that it is that you want to be at. But it all starts by you being able to identify it, right? Because if you can't see the vision, if you can't see where you want to be, how are you going to get there? How are you going to get there? And then it's not just about like identifying. I mean, it is, but not really. It's not just about identifying what it is, but you got to understand why. Story time. Let me tell you something. I have formerly been known as a person who would gain weight and lose weight, gain weight and lose weight, gain weight and lose weight. And I'll talk about it a little bit in like some previous episodes, but I would go back and forth a lot. And the number one thing that I had to realize that kept me going back and forth is that I never established a why for why I wanted to be smaller, or why I wanted to be healthy, why I wanted to be fit. It was just like, oh, I gotta do this. But I didn't have that why. So when it came to the moment where my discipline started to, you know, dwindle away, I didn't have something to look at that says, hey, this is why we do this. I didn't have that. It took me 14 years to get my college degree, my undergrad degree, because I didn't have a why. It was just to go to school. You know, I started my college career when I was 17, but I was going for something I never wanted to do. I was going for something for, you know, that my parents wanted me to do. And because of that, I was just fighting the resistance. And then when I finally was like, you know what, I'm going to go for what I want to do, I didn't really have a why behind it. It was just like, oh, I'm just going to go to school and do this. But for what? You know what I mean? I had no why. And so I always like dropped out. I always just stopped. And then I started back, and I stopped, and I started back. And it wasn't until I was like, you know what? I want to get this because it is a stepping stone for my next degree. That has to be a degree, because there's certain jobs that you don't, or careers that you don't need a degree. But there are certain jobs you need a degree in, like to be a lawyer or to be a doctor. You just, or be a psychologist. You need degrees for that, right? So it was the minute that I was able to identify and be like, this is my why. I need to get this bachelor's degree because I need it in order to get to my master's degree, my doctorate degree. This is why I'm doing this. And not only am I telling myself this is why, but I'm also giving myself the reason why I want to take it as far as I want to take it, getting real personal with it. So anytime I felt like, oh my God, I don't want to do this, I could go back and look at the why, and it kind of boosts me back up again. It's like taking a little shot of pre-workout. Like, it gets you revved up. It gets you like in it. Do you know what I mean? So the whys are important. I gave you two personal things for me, like, you know, with school and with like my fitness journey, of why was important. But you gotta like ask yourself, regardless of what it is, Why are we going to do this? Maybe you're a person who likes to give it up a little bit too easy because you're a lover and not a hater, if you get what I'm saying. And you're just like, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to take our time when we get to meet a dude. I mean, I talk to mostly women. So, I mean, like, if you're a dude listening, please forgive me. My stuff is just geared to women because I talk to the women. But, you know, like, switch the roles if you need to. But if you're just like, you know what? I'm a little too fast, for lack of a better term, and I want to take my time. I want to make sure, you know, I take my time with a person. Why do you want to take your time? Well, I want to take my time because I want to make sure I have somebody that's there for the long run. I want to make sure that, you know, this person has the opportunity to really get to know me. I want to know if this person is actually going to date me, if this person just wants to fuck me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to really ask yourself, why do you want to take your time? Because when you read over your why, when you meet somebody and temptation is knocking at your door, you can look at your why and be like, I'm not doing this. Because I want something real. I want something stable. I want something that's going to bring longevity. I want something that's going to give marriage. I want something that's going to give trust. I want something that's going to give loyalty. I want something that's going to bring fulfillment. You know what I mean? Because you have that why in front of you. So you're more likely not to catch yourself slipping because you have something to keep you and hold you accountable for the decisions that you have made for yourself. Now, like I said, these are not the only things that happen in the world. There are some countless reasons of why you need to know your destination, where you're going, why you want to go there, and then the how. And when we're breaking down the how, sometimes we don't have the answers to everything. So using the examples I just shared with you, if it's fitness, if it's losing weight, where do I want to go? I want to go to the point where I weigh negative 60 pounds and where I'm at now, or negative 20 pounds and where I'm at now, or whatever it is. Why do you want to lose the weight? Because I want to look good. And because when I look good, I feel good. I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror without no clothes on and be like, damn, she look good. I want to be able to fit the clothes that I used to wear years ago. I want to be able to play with my kids without losing my breath. I want to be able to climb up the steps to my apartment without catching my breath, feeling like I'm about to pass out because I'm so out of shape. Like, I want these things. You know, I want to feed my body. I want to know what it feels like for me to be like in my health, in my wealth, in my wellness. You know, like, that's the why. How am I gonna do it? Well, I'm gonna start walking a lot more than I do now. I'm gonna dedicate walking an extra like 30 minutes a day, or I'm a workout one day a week, because a little bit of something is better than a lot of bit of nothing. Do you know what I mean? So maybe you're just like, the how. I'm gonna work out one day a week. Then you never know, that one day can turn into two, which could turn into three. And now you're not just walking around your neighborhood, but now you're going to the community gym. Now you're adding a little bit more to it. Now you're going on YouTube looking at home workouts and doing a little bit more with that. Now you're looking at the food options that you've been eating, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna eat junk every other day instead of every day, because a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing. And then, you know, and then the house starts to continually progress without your approval, without you like planning it out, because the house sometimes doesn't matter. You just gotta get a little bit of that how and the rest will follow suit. The school, right? That was the second example, I believe. The school thing. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna go get my undergrad. Why do I want my undergrad? Because in order for me to be what I want to be in life, I want to be a doctor. And I know I got to get my undergrad. I know I got to do my pre-med. I know I have to do that. I want to be a doctor so I don't ever have to worry about finances again, because I want to help people, because I want to cure people, because I want to change the way the world looks at medicine because of whatever it is. How am I going to do that? I'm going to do it by making sure that I complete all the tasks I need to do for my undergrad, making sure that I take that extra hour in a day to read the books, making sure that I have no minimum distractions, turn off my phone while I'm studying, making sure that I do my absolute best going to the libraries and reading, and not just sticking to the books that they give me, but maybe going to a library and getting more books, or maybe going on the internet, because everything's online these days, right? And getting more books that talk about this particular subject. So not only am I gaining the information that the schools are teaching me, but I'm also going out there and gaining extra information that will make me better at doing what I'm doing, because I know no one else is doing it, but it's still part of my how. And then you never know what else could come from that. You never know. Then all of a sudden you get a scholarship. then all of a sudden you get a full ride to the college of your choice. You just never know. But as long as you know a little bit of the how and you start to initiate it, you allow for the floodgates to open. Dating. I don't want to be quick to give up the draws. I want to make sure I take the time to make sure I meet people. Why? Because I want longevity. I don't want to keep feeling used. I don't want people to just be lusting after me. I want to feel unconditional, true love, the depth, the deepness of love. I want to feel that. I feel like I deserve that and I want that. How are you going to do it? I'm going to do that by making sure that I keep my legs closed. I'm going to do that by making sure that I just don't rush in. I'm going to make sure that I just take my time. I'm going to give somebody 90 days. I'm going to go for that. Then as you do that, you start to weed out the people who actually want to be there for you versus the people who want to be there for what you can give them in that moment. Now you in a whole committed relationship, successful relationship, because you just started small and you let spirit or you let God or you let source meet you halfway. See, it doesn't matter what the scenario is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. What matters is that you understand, overstand, innerstand, whoever wants to call it what, that you gather and gain the comprehension of the fact that you know where it is that you want to be. You see where you want to be, you know why you want that, and you have some steps to get there. Because 10 times out of 10, you take one step, the universe, God, source, whatever you identify with is going to take 10 steps close to you. You take another step, they're going to take 10 more steps close to you. You take another step, they're going to take 10 more steps close to you. It's a continuous process. It's a continual exchange of energy. But it starts with you. It always starts with you. It always starts with you, and we know that, don't we? Yeah, we do. We do. We know that. It always starts with us. So while we're still in the month of December, you have all the time in the world to make the change. You really do. While you, every single time that you wake up the next day is a brand new opportunity for you to thrive, for you to shine, for you to not take anything from the day before with you. Because when you think about it, you can't go in the past and you can't go in the future, but you can be in this present moment. So every time you go to sleep and you wake up and it's a brand new day, everything that happened yesterday really don't matter because you can't get back to it anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you can talk about it. You are the reason why it exists because you think about it, you talk about it, it's in the past. But if you woke up like every day was new, like every day was a new you, a new experience. You're so excited. Oh, what's going to come for me today? How am I going to, you know, like, how am I going to get closer to myself today? How am I going to get closer to my destination today? You're going to be experiencing it. That's why, like, when you are working out or something, you see yourself like, damn, I got so much weight to lose. I got to lose 100 pounds. And then you wake up one day and your 100 pounds is gone. Because you just shift. You just focus on each day. You just focus on each day, each day, each day. Without looking at the past, without looking at the future. Just looking at where you are in this moment. And having that idea in your head. Having that visualization in your head. That visual image of what it is that you desire. What it is that you know, transpire. Whatever it is. Having that in the forefront of your mind. Every single day that you get up and working to make sure that you are doing whatever it is that you need to do in that moment, in that day, to bring it into existence. But if you do not know where it is you want to go, if you do not know what it is that you desire, if you do not have any type of understanding of what it is that you actually want, you will not get it. And you'll just be stuck getting whatever you get. Which is settling. Which is what we talked about last week. So you have to have a clear desire. A clear destination. So you can get to somewhere that's worth explaining about. Worth being happy about. And I feel like this is why a lot of people wake up and aren't really happy. Because they're just like, I'm going to this job again. Gotta go work at this cubicle. Gotta get in this office. Gotta let people tell me what to do again. Coming home to somebody that don't even feel good to me. Coming home to nobody. Coming home to what I, you know, it's like, you have no idea of where it is that you want. Because someone, I heard somebody complain one time, because sometimes, most times I mind my own business when people talk. I just be looking at people. I do. I'll just be looking at them. And I'm just like, and I ask my own questions in my head, but I don't ever say it out loud. But this one particular day, I said something to somebody. Somebody was just complaining. They're like, girl, we gotta be at work again. I am so over this job. I always get home. I only have like a couple of hours of sleep, and then I gotta wake up and come back to this job again. I'm so exhausted. Blah, 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 blah. And I get it. That's their feelings. That's their emotion. And I was like, well, what else would you rather be doing? If you weren't gonna be here, what would you rather do? And you know what her response was? I don't know. And so I'm like, well, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. You don't even know where else you want to be. You don't know where else you want to be. And instead of like just living in the moment, right? And be like, okay, well, hey, well, I'm glad I got a job. I'm thankful I got a job. I'm grateful I'm even alive enough to see this job today, you know? But instead of complaining, find out where you want to be and go get there. It's really that simple. It really is that simple. Because we'd be like, oh, well, I just can't go be a doctor. Yes, you can. It's called go to school and then go be a doctor. Or we'd be like, well, I don't want to work for nobody. Well, you being a human being, you got to work for somebody. And I don't mean you got to work for somebody like a 9-to-5. I mean, like, you got to work for people. Like, being human, our experience is about serving other people, which then serves ourselves on a spiritual level. So some people be like, well, I don't want to work for nobody. I just want money to come to me. That's just not the way the universe works. Unless you know that I want to go ahead and find myself a husband or a wife that's going to make me a kept wife. Then go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Because I'm a strong believer that you can go and have anything that it is that you desire. But you got to know what it is. Sometimes you just can't stand there and have money be thrown at you. You gotta be like, okay, look, I know I don't want to work for nobody. I know I don't want to do no type of work. Why? Because I just don't want to. I want to just enjoy life, not do no work, and just have money come to me. How? I'm a fine person I can marry to do that for me. Or I'm a find a way to, you know, to win a lump sum of money where I could just do that. Or I'm going to go live in a whole nother different country where currency is not the thing that's part of the rat race. Then I'm going to make sure I live a simple life. There's always a how. There's always. And if you take one step forward, the universe, God, source, spirit is going to take 10 steps close to you. You gotta always remember that. You always gotta remember that. So regardless of whatever it is, like, you gotta know where it is that you wanna go. You gotta know where it is that you wanna go. You gotta know where it is that you wanna flow, because energy flows where attention goes. And if you have attention to go nowhere, please believe that, you know, and the energy is flowing right nowhere with you. I'm just saying. So, like I say, y'all, if you have not already, you know, took the time out to consider, and I'm not saying maybe it's too much for you to look at your entire life. So just pick one thing. Pick one thing. Is it your mind? Is it your body? Is it your soul? Is it something completely outside of those three? Pick one thing and figure out the destination. Figure out what that looks like. Figure out what that feels like. Take the time to ask yourself why you want these things. And then formulate some type of plan, even if it's just one thing, even if it's absolutely ludicrous. Figure out one thing of how. How do I do that? How do I get there? How could I? What's a way I could possibly, potentially get there? And then energetically walk towards it and allow for spirit to walk towards you with it. But the fact that we, like I said, going into a whole new year, you got to come with a whole new mind. Because why not? Why are you going to bring that same mind you had with you before? Like, what is that going to do for you? Each and every one of you guys should wake up on Wednesday feeling like a brand new, like, person. Rather you, like, regardless of what it is that you want to be. You should just be wake up in the morning and be like, yes, Vashti was right. It is a new day, isn't it? Good things are going to happen for me, huh? I am in my dream body already, ain't I? Since I'm already in my dream body, let me go ahead and eat the way that I need to eat to keep this dream body. Let me go ahead and get some vegetables and some fruits, get some oatmeal, drink some water. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. Like, whatever it is that you need, right? And then that kind of goes, like, naturally you start to flow into the law of assumption, which is, you know, basically assuming that what it is that you desire has already happened for you. Which that's a whole nother powerful thing within itself. But if you haven't already studied the, you know, universal laws, I implore you to, because the quicker that you gain understanding on the natural laws of the universe, the quicker your life will change. And that's facts. So please make sure you do that. But yeah, we're going into 2024, which is the year of greatness. It's an 8 number. It's infinite, right? It's the infinity symbol, which means there's infinite possibilities. So why not, you know, change to one of your infinite selves? Why not, you know, make a decision, make a choice to be something greater than what you've already been? We're just in like the second full week of December. We have 2 full weeks left of December before we get into January. And so you have time. Plus we have a new moon coming up too. I mean, I know we're getting into Mercury retrograde. Hey girl. But you know, we have a new moon coming up. We're in Sagittarius season, which is all about opportunity, which is all about making things happen. So start making it happen for you. Imagine where you can be like 3 months from now. Imagine where you could be 21 days from now. Imagine where you can be next week. Because you, if you start like now, like right now, you will be completely different than how you were 10 minutes ago. I'm just saying. So if you can be completely different than where you were 10 minutes ago, imagine a week from now. Imagine 2 weeks. Imagine 21 days. Imagine a month. Imagine 3 months. Imagine 6 months. Imagine a year. I'm just saying. There is power in commitment, and the commitment when you start right away. So you got to know where you're going. Know where you're going. If you know nothing else, know where you're going. If you know nothing else, know what you desire. Know what you want. Because you never know when you'll be walking down the street, minding your business, and someone has something for you that you have been asking for. Isn't that how miracles and blessings just work? Just mind your own business. And the opportunity is just given to you right there because you knew where you wanted. You knew what you wanted. And you had never left that frequency. And so while you were minding your own business, still being grateful, having a law assumption as if you already received it, then all of a sudden you receive it knocking right at your door when you wasn't looking for it. I mean, that's getting more into, you know, manifestation. Most times we can make things happen ourselves. So make sure that you guys have a clear direction for yourself. Make sure you know where it is that you want to go. Make sure you know where it is that you want to be. And don't compromise for nothing and for nobody. Build up that discipline within yourself. Build up the trust within yourself to know that whatever it is that you decide, you will make sure it happens. There is no better trust than self-trust. Self-love and self-trust. And when you love somebody, it's because you trust that person. So when you have self-love, that means you have self-trust. You don't want to not trust yourself. That was the worst feeling ever. So make sure that you guys, like I said, you make sure you have a clear direction for you. Make sure you know where it is that you want to go. Know why you want to get there so that you don't have to worry about, you know, falling off, falling short, whatever. Make sure you know why. So just in case things get hard or things get trying or some of those limited beliefs come back or that old energy tries to creep back in, you can read your why and be like, no, this is why we're doing this. This is why we're going to keep doing this. And this is why I'm going to be successful at what it is that I aspire to get to or to be or whatever. And start knocking out those hows, y'all. Start knocking out those hows. Like, give it that 1-2 combo and knock out those howls. Because I'm telling you, I am a witness. I am telling you, as long, if you don't know no other way how to do it, but you know one way, as long as you know that one way, other ways will come to you. I have seen it. I have lived it. You have seen it. You have lived it. So don't stop now. Keep going. Keep going like the Energizer Bunny. Keep going and going and going and going. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's what I'm going to talk to you guys about. Like, I really feel like that the next 2 weeks, including the weeks prior to this week, is really just about reinvention right now. Reinvention, how to continue becoming our best versions so we can get into the new year with new energy, new money, new love, new bodies, new happiness, new joys, new everything. It's all new. It's a new year, period. That's it. So I love you guys so much. You already know this. I appreciate you dealing with me and all my shenanigans. I appreciate the love that I receive on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You guys are my heart. I really do mean that. So I hope this was able to help you out. I hope that you take this goddamn advice. You better take this advice. No, but seriously, like, I hope that you take this advice, and I hope that you choose to do something phenomenal with your life, because your life is phenomenal and you are not here by happenstance. I love you so much. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week. Bye. And that's a wrap for today's Neo Self-Care Adventure, my fabulous friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of self-love, empowerment, and all-around fabulousness. Remember, you are a force to be reckoned with, and your sparkle is unmatched. Keep slaying, keep shining, and most importantly, keep being unapologetically you. If you loved what you heard today, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the love with your fellow goddesses. Let's spread the Neo Self-Care magic far and wide. Until next time, my darlings, remember, your strength is limitless, your beauty is boundless, and your self-love journey is ever evolving. Keep blooming, keep thriving, and keep being the phenomenal soul that you are. This is Vashti Mia, your self-care confidant, signing off. Stay fabulous, stay fierce, and always keep it Neo. Catch you on the flip side, my loves.